United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon addressed the Council of Europe in Strasbourg on Tuesday to mark the 60th anniversary of the European Convention on Human Rights. He also gave a speech at a plenary session of the European Parliament, which was meeting in the French city. Fausto Speranza spoke to the Director General of the European Center for Law and Justice, Gregor Popink, to speak about the state of human rights on the continent today.
The convention has been created right after the war, so in the 40s, and Europe has changed a lot since the 40s. The main reason is that in the 40s we had, the population of Europe was mainly culturally Christian, deeply Christian. And today we must recognize that Europe is much less Christian, much more heterogeneous, much more individualistic. So the human rights are a creation of the Christian civilization. But today Europe is less a Christian civilization, so human rights are not as well, they are not. They do not coincide so much anymore with the society. One of the examples, for example, is the issue of religious freedom. The Court of Strasbourg, the European Court of Human Rights, has very big challenges in terms of religious freedom. You have, for example, the case, of course, of the crucifix in Italy, which has been a huge scandal and a huge problem for the court. But you also have other similar cases, for example, the one concerning the minarets in Switzerland, concerning the mosque, or concerning the Islamic veil for women. So because the society is not anymore only Christian, human rights and religious freedom, for example, is much more difficult to handle. So, yes, because the society has changed, but the right remains the same, the text remains the same, there are many challenges for the court today to keep those rights up and to interpret them according to the truth, according to the justice, and also according to the evolution of society.
But is it possible to follow the society who changes, but respecting the European Convention of Human Rights?
You know, the problem is that I would say no. It's not possible. It depends what is your idea of human rights. My idea is that human rights should be, but are not, should be the expression of justice and the expression of the natural law, which is a law above the law. In fact, human rights are less and less considered as natural law or the law above the law or as an expression of the pure justice. They are more and more considered as the opposite, as an instrument in order to change the society, in order to make the society change in many aspects of its organization, and including concerning the more social or ideological or moral aspects of society. So human rights are also an instrument for what they say in English, the social engineering. So you can use those human rights in order to change society also. So human rights are not cannot be any more considered as some rights which really exist outside the ability of the man outside the power of the man. They are not any more above the law. They are inside the power, inside the politics, and sometimes inside the ideology.
So this is another risk.
Yes, absolutely. It's a big risk because in the meantime, if we want to have some guarantees for the fundamental rights of the person, if we want the fundamental rights of the person protected and guaranteed in some extent and in a large extent from the abuses from the state, for example, or from the temptation of the state to diminish or to go against human dignity, we need strong human rights. We need strong fundamental rights that protect and guarantee the dignity of the person. But clearly, because human rights are on the top of the legal architecture, they are also used and to some extent hijacked by political, purely political or purely ideological agenda and ambitions. So the big work, I think, today that the Court of Strasbourg should do is to protect human rights against those who want to use human rights for purely ideological ambitions. So keep human rights free from ideology. This is very difficult, in fact.